Einladung
Die
an. Ted nimmt jetzt diese Sitzung auf und jetzt geht's los. Übrigens, wenn Sie Ted sehen wollen, uns alle sehen wollen hier, dann kommen Sie auf seine Facebook-Seite, Ted Mahr, einfach eingeben, Ted und Mahr. Und auf Facebook finden Sie jetzt auch diese Sendung live aus Seattle, USA, hier über Radio Soul, auch auf Facebook mit den Bildern. Ted, welcome to Austria.
Well,
How are
thank you.
you
And as soon as the country opens up, I'd love to come to Europe and visit you personally. But it'll open up eventually. I know that. They can't keep us locked down forever. We have a very special show today with Pia and Cullen Smith from and they their website is lochmar, com, and they talk to the Pleiadians.
We do. And we're happy to be here with you today.
Saskia muss auch ihr Mikrofon einschalten, dann haben wir sie auch dabei. Ja, genau, wir wollen jetzt noch auf Deutsch
And I
sprechen.
especially want to thank Saskia for translating today. I know it's a lot of work, and sometimes I talk too much and I forget that she's translating, so she has to translate like 10 minutes worth of stuff. And so
I'm already used to it, so it's okay.
in your next paycheck, I'll double your salary, okay?
Yeah, that
Hey.
would be great. Yeah. Nein, also ich möchte ganz kurz sagen, wir haben heute zwei wunderbare Gäste, die hatten wir schon mal in einer unserer Shows dabei. Pia und Colin Smith, die Plejadezengel, also vor allen Dingen Lochmar. Und wir hatten auch schon mal die Seite von ihnen, die wird man dann nochmal mit durchgeben. Die kann ich jetzt gar nicht abrufen, würden wir da noch mal wiederholen. Ja, ich bin sehr gespannt, was wir heute an Botschaften erhalten.
And on today's program, at the end, we'll have Tom Paladino giving a brief presentation about his scalar research. I know you don't know Tom, Saskia, but I thought I'd bring him on the show. So.
Great, great, super. Ja, am Ende der Show werden wir dann, oder dann in der zweiten Hälfte unserer Show werden wir wieder Tom Paladino bei uns haben und er wird uns wieder über seine Skalar-Energiearbeit berichten und wie man kostenfrei bei ihm mal einen Testmonat mitmachen kann.
The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know if we all work together, we will create a better planet.
Der Sinn dieser Show ist es, aus dieser Welt eine noch schönere zu machen und ich weiß, dass wenn wir alle zusammenarbeiten und zusammenwirken, dann werden wir das auch erreichen.
I want to thank Gerhard and especially Saskia for translating today, because without their help, I couldn't do my show.
It's okay. Thank you for letting
You're
us be part of it.
welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And if you can ever make it to Shasta, you're welcome for free. Just come. If you can make it sometime, you're
Yeah.
welcome to come. So,
I'm waiting for my ship.
yeah, waiting for your ship. Yeah. Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus has been quite busy trying to stop the fires on the West Coast. We can talk about that. But I wasn't able to meet with him like I usually do this time. But we did meet with Adama quite a bit. And all of us went into Telos, all of us got a healing. And it was just amazing. It was a beautiful trip. I'm still floating. I'm not in 3D. I'm four, close to five. So anyway.
Also, Ted hat uns gerade mal gesagt, er war jetzt die letzte, erst gestern oder vorgestern wiedergekommen, er war in Mount Shasta. Wir hatten ja eine Sendung mit ihm dort gemacht bereits. Und er hat auch eine Botschaft von Adama dabei. Und ja, ich bin gespannt, was da sich heute wieder uns zeigt.
My shows are supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to donate, just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and contribute anything you like. It's all appreciated.
Auf outofthisworldradio.net kann man gerne Ted eine Spende zukommen lassen, denn seine Radioshows basieren auf Spenden seiner Zuhörer. Ja, und wer sich da gerne dran beteiligen möchte, jeder kleinste Betrag hilft natürlich.
On Saturdays, I broadcast on BBS Radio 1. And in English and in Spanish all day, most of
Am
the day.
Samstag überträgt er in Spanisch und Englisch Radioshows über BBS 1. Den ganzen Tag lang.
And all the information can you can go to my website at outoftheworldradio.net and it's all there.
Und alle Informationen diesbezüglich auch hier wieder unter seiner Webseite outofthisworldradio.net.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad that you're here today. Pia and Cullen, you've been doing this a long time, haven't you? How long have you been talking to our Pleiadian brothers and sisters?
We've been talking with them consciously for about 2 decades, but they've been working with us our entire lives. We just didn't have the conscious communication back and forth that we enjoy now.
Well.
Die Frage an Pia und Colin war gerade, wie lange sie schon in Kontakt stehen, vor allen Dingen in Kommunikation mit den Plejadern. Also in aktiver Kommunikation seit 20 Jahren, aber eigentlich schon ihr ganzes Leben lang.
I first started my interest in the Pleiades started in 1977. I'll show you the book. I'm sure you know about it. It's called I spilled coffee on it a couple of years ago, but you can still read it. UFO Contact from the Pleiades
Yes.
by Wendell Stevens. That's what got me interested. And I actually been on and off talking to them ever since. So.
Also Ted ist 1977 auf die Plejade gestoßen und ist seitdem eigentlich mit ihnen in Kontakt.
And now they're around me all the time, like I'm sure they are with you as well. So.
Und jetzt sind sie die ganze Zeit auch bei ihm, so wie auch bei Pia und Colin.
Yeah, and after this life, I'll actually be joining the crew with Admiral Halosaurus on his mothership. So that's what I'll be doing in the next segment of my life. So,
That's great.
yeah.
Even though we didn't start communicating verbally with them 20 odd years ago, Pia and I both felt a connection to some energy that was otherworldly, even in our childhoods. So this has been a very, very long relationship, not just the past 20 years when we've been active publicly, but we've actually been communicating, I think, since birth.
But we didn't know exactly who it was until we got our lives together. And when our lives came together, everything crystallized. And then we recognized his stories matched my stories matched his stories, and they came together in a very loving, harmonious way.
Wow.
That's
Also, beiden haben gerade nochmal gesagt, die Kommunikation, die sie jetzt aktiv haben seit 20 Jahren, eigentlich fing es seit ihrer Geburt an, dass sie diese Energie spürten, die außerhalb dieser Erde ist oder von anderswoher kommt, und hat sie ihr Leben lang begleitet. Und ja, wunderbar.
Well, you're doing a great service to humanity with your messages, and they're helping us. I've been told there's 2.5 million ships now, Pleiadian ships around the planet, helping with the ascension.
The presence is huge.
Well,
And the influence can be felt. It's palpable. We can feel the influence of their presence.
My coffee is tasting much better nowadays. I think that's probably the reason.
Because it's very important that these days.
It's Mexican organic coffee, actually, but it is quite good. I like Mexico myself very much. So,
Also ich möchte kurz übersetzen. Ted hat gesagt, also es sind ungefähr 2,5 Millionen Schiffe derzeit der Plejade geschätzt jetzt um den Planeten installiert. Und ja, das haben die beiden auch so mit bestätigt. Also es ist viel los, und man kann es sehr spüren, die Präsenz der Plejade hier.
Your friend sent me a nice note yesterday, and or day before last, inviting me to join your call yesterday. But I'm sorry, I had such a long weekend. I didn't make it, so I apologize. I slipped right past it. So.
Quite all right. We do them every other week. They're live and free for anybody who wants to join us. And for people who miss them, we have recordings that are available on our website, so you can go back and listen to what the Pleiadian message was.
Oh,
Of course,
wonderful.
when you join live, you get to speak with them yourself and ask questions. But if you just want to hear the Pleiadian message, you can always listen to the recording on our website.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll make a note to do that 2 weeks from now, so I don't forget.
Botschaften von den Plejado über Pia und Colin können über ihre Webseite eingesehen werden. Und man kann aber auch live dabei sein und Fragen stellen. Ich würde mal fragen, wie? How can we join it when you have these meetings or when you have these channelings? How
The
is this?
website is LARKMA, LARKMAA.com. And on the home page of the website, there is a place to sign up for the email list. And if you sign up on the email list, you get a notification with how to join the call.
Also wer gerne mal live dabei sein möchte, der tut das über die Webseite larkmaa.com, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, larkmaa.com. Dort gibt es eine E-Mail-Liste, in die man sich einträgt und wird dann informiert, sobald das nächste Live-Channeling stattfindet und dann mit allem, was dazugehört, um eben daran teilnehmen zu können.
Mhm. Your friend is also welcome to join us today if he likes. I didn't get a chance to send him the Zoom link, but I can if you like. Is he on WhatsApp? Or I did get a message from him. I'm looking for it now. I don't see it.
We have a phone number for his cell number, and we have his email, but we don't have WhatsApp, so I don't know if he has WhatsApp or not.
Oh, I must have gotten it. I mean, like, you get all these different applications, and somebody sends you a message, and you can't figure out which one it was. So let me look here. Let's see here.
How was the name of your friend? He was with us the last time we spoke, right?
Right.
Yes.
Brian.
Right.
He is the host of our live calls, and he's been with us for years, helping to promote everybody he meets. He talks about our books and our live calls that we do. He's wonderful, helping sharing the Pleiadian wisdom.
If you don't mind, what's his phone number now? I'll send him a text or call him.
613-720-4207.
Okay. All right. I'll ask you a long, profound question now. So it'll take several minutes to answer. Then I'll call them in the meantime while you guys are talking. So, you know, as you know, the negatives are doing everything they can to stop our ascension.
Wie ihr wisst, tun die Negativen alles, um unseren Aufstieg aufzuhalten.
And a lot of times people ask me, how can we stop this madness?
Und oft werde ich gefragt, wie können wir das aufhalten, diesen Wahnsinn?
Yeah, zum Beispiel, in California, jeden 40 miles, every 40 miles, there's a fire in a grid pattern throughout the whole state. I've seen the maps.
In Kalifornien sind momentan alle 40 Meilen Feuer gelegt, die eine Art Gitternetz darstellen.
And the United States Forest Service, for example, has jurisdiction over Mount Shasta because much of it's federal land.
Mm-hmm. Und die Vereinigten Staaten, also die Forstwirtschaft, hat sozusagen Überblick oder Bestimmung über das Gebiet bei Mount Shasta.
The temperatures were over 110 degrees Fahrenheit, over 52 degrees Celsius, 2 weeks ago.
How much?
Over 52 degrees Celsius. 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Also es war über 52 Grad heiß letzte Woche dort bei diesen Feuern.
And when the Forest Service was notified of a fire there, they said, let it burn.
Und die Forstwirtschaft selber, die Förster selber, als sie darüber erfuhren, dass es brannte, haben sie einfach gesagt, lasst es brennen.
I'm sure if there was a fire at their headquarters in Washington, D.C., they'd also say, sure, let it burn. Who cares?
Yeah.
But what happened, you see, Mount Shasta is one of the most spiritual places in North America. So I know there's a war going on right now. And they finally got, they did do something, small things to try to stop the fire, but they weren't able to stop it before over 25,000 acres burned within a week.
Mm-hmm. Also Mount Shasta ist einer der spirituellsten Orte auf der Erde und es herrscht dort so eine Art Kampfkrieg und es sind mittlerweile über 20.000 Hektar Wald stehen in Flammen oder sind schon abgebrannt.
The state of California has a separate agency called Cal Fire, California Fire Department, and they offered to help put it out and the Forest Service refused.
Die Feuerwehr von Kalifornien wollte aushelfen, aber die Forstwirtschaft um Mount Shasta hat es, oder von diesem
people Gebiet. People can't trust the Forest Service under Biden. They're out to destroy the planet, obviously.
Die Menschen können dieser Forstwirtschaft unter Biden nicht vertrauen, denn sie wollen offensichtlich mehr zerstören als erhalten.
And I guess, what can we do to help turn this situation around? Then I'll call Brian here.
Okay, und jetzt die Frage an Pia und Colin, was können wir tun, um hier zu helfen, zu unterstützen?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that Pia and I are very, very knowledgeable about the United States Forest Service. And they are very good at setting intentional fires in order to keep themselves busy.
Okay, also
wirklich.
Wir sind sehr darüber, wir wissen um die Forstwirtschaft in den Vereinigten Staaten und wir wissen auch, dass sie beabsichtigt Feuer legen, um selber irgendwo immer in Arbeit, im Tun zu sein.
Yeah, it is.
So,
I'm sorry, I had a busy weekend.
So what?
Would you like to join us now on the air?
To change what's happening in this world is doing exactly what we're doing right now on this radio show.
I'll send you the number to dial in.
Speaking out and talking about
topics. Okay, I'll text it to you.
All of us work together to change the world.
Okay, please join us.
It's so challenging.
Thanks.
And so problematic.
And go ahead.
Also was wir tun können, ist eben das, was wir hier auch mit dieser Radioshow tun, unter anderem eben auf diesem Weg darauf aufmerksam machen, darüber sprechen, aufklären, informieren und okay.
The battle is on many fronts, but it is a global battle. It's not just what Ted was talking about with the American U.S. Forest Service. It's global. Mm-hmm. It was pointed out in European news today that three countries whose presidents have been against the inoculation program, all three of those presidents are now dead. That's Tanzania and Haiti and an African country called Burundi. Their presidents, all three dead after making a public stance that they would not support for themselves or for their citizens the inoculation. So the evidence of the battle is pretty global. It's just showing up everywhere. And I think what we have to do to stop it is a little bit like living in a parallel world. We go about doing everything we need to do while we're aware of what they're doing, but we don't participate with fear or retribution or anything that could be negative. We just watch it and create our own pathway.
Also, der Kampf, den wir führen, ist ja nicht nur an einer Front, sondern an vielen. Es ist ein globaler Kampf mittlerweile zwischen Dunkel und Licht. Und Pia sagte, dass heute irgendwo in europäischen Nachrichten stand, dass drei Präsidenten ermordet wurden aufgrund dessen, dass sie dieser ganzen Impfkampagne nicht zusagen oder nicht zustimmen. Ich glaube, das waren tatsächlich drei afrikanische Länder. Und ja, was können wir tun? Wir sind uns dessen bewusst, was im Außen stattfindet. Wir sehen es, wir wissen, was sie da tun, aber wir selber leben unser Leben und eigentlich wie so eine Art Parallelleben. Wir sind uns bewusst um das, was im Außen passiert, tun aber unser Leben auf unsere Art und Weise, aus unserem Bewusstsein heraus leben und gestalten.
I think to answer Ted's question more directly is, the best thing any of us can do, and especially collectively what we can do together, is to keep our vibrations as high as possible, to keep realizing that we are creating a different world and not listening to what the negatives or the other people who are trying to make trouble, who are trying to make this world an impossible place to live. What we each need to do is keep our vibrations as high as we can possibly keep them, because that light, that energy that we create is what will change what's going on in the world today.
Also was wir, jeder Einzelne, aber vor allem wir als Kollektiv tun können, ist unsere Frequenzen, unsere Schwingung so hoch wie möglich zu halten. Denn dieses Licht, was wir hier erschaffen, dadurch ist das, was die neue Realität auch erschafft. Und egal, was im Außen passiert, was auch immer, wer auch immer da außen kreiert, wenn wir unser Licht hochhalten, unsere Schwingung hochhalten, dann erschaffen wir auch diese neue Realität für uns und für alle anderen, die folgen.
It helps to remember that everything is energy.
Right.
And energy cannot be contained, controlled. It can only be transformed. So if we stay in a higher state of energy, that automatically is going to change the energy of those who wish to control us and are trying to oppress us. Because the higher state of energy will always surpass the lower, denser forms of energy, which is what the dark is.
Also Energie ist nichts, was man einsperren kann, sondern Energie ist etwas, was transformiert. Und wenn wir natürlich hochschwingen und diese hohe Schwingung erzeugen und auch dort diese hohe Schwingung halten, dann hat auch diese Schwingung, wirkt sich natürlich auch auf die aus, die niedrig schwingen und werden auch diese über kurz oder lang in eine höhere Schwingung transformieren.
That's very good advice. I was talking to Q last week, and he was saying the same thing. 2 weeks ago, he said the same thing. Be sure to keep your vibrations high. Don't let things like this bother you, because all you do is feeding it. And it's difficult, you know, seeing with things like this. Yeah. Most people logically assume that a public agency like the Forest Service will protect people from fires and animals, but they don't. I don't seem to. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't good people in the Forest Service. There are. But the policy from the top is opposite of what they should do, I think, especially with somebody in like Biden, who's the fake president.
Yep.
Also was Q vor 2 Wochen schon gesagt hat zu Ted auch, ich glaube, in einer Radioshow war, dass es einfach jetzt darum geht, positiv zu bleiben, in der hohen Schwingung zu bleiben, uns von dem Außen nicht zu sehr beeinflussen zu lassen. Es ist schwierig. Also ich glaube, wir haben da alle immer mal unsere Grenzen oder es geht uns dann mal nicht gut. Aber trotzdem immer wieder an diesen Punkt kommen, hochzuschwingen. Und ja, viele, Ted ist nochmal auf die Feuer, die Forstwirtschaft eingegangen, die eben, man könnte annehmen, dass sie da ist, um Tiere und Mensch zu schützen. Aber es ist in dem Falle eben dann so, dass da das Gegenteil eher passiert. Nicht alles ist schlecht, aber es scheint wohl unter dieser beiden Regierung eben nicht zum Wohle der Menschheit und auch der Tierwelt zu passieren.
Aber eine Frage. Kann ich kurz einsteigen? Und zwar, jetzt haben wir gehört, es wurden 3 Staatsoberhäupter ermordet, offensichtlich aufgrund dessen, dass sie nicht mitgemacht haben bei der Agenda. Und die Frage ist, ob nicht hier die Plejade oder überhaupt wir Menschen so positiv einwirken können, dass Menschen nicht aufgrund andersartiger Glaubenssysteme einfach umgebracht werden, dass sie beschützt bleiben können. Bitte.
Okay. His question is, as you said before, Pierre, you read in the newspapers that 3 presidents were murdered because they wouldn't participate in this horrible program. And here the question is, why can the Pleiades, for example, not
protect
those people, for example, before they get murdered?
It's a very good question, and it's a very serious question, and it's something that we ask our friends and other celestial beings very often, and their answer is always the same. Because this planet and our culture has free will that doesn't exist on other planets or other systems around the universe.
And the power of choice.
And the power of personal choice. They will not intervene in situations like this because they know we have to make the decisions to do the right thing. If they were to protect or change what's going on, we wouldn't be learning what we need to learn to be responsible for how we've gotten ourselves into this situation. So it's not allowable through cosmic or universal law to take the choice or the responsibility away from humanity to protect humanity or the planet specifically. Except for one reason, all of the space societies will not allow us to blow this planet up through nuclear holocaust. They will not allow that. Mm-hmm. But they want us to be active and to make the right decisions in order to protect ourselves.
Okay, also das war eine gute Frage, Gerhard, und eine sehr, sehr ernste Frage. Eine Frage, die Sie selber auch schon oft gestellt haben an verschiedene Wesen aus höheren Dimensionen. Und die Antwort ist immer dieselbe. Dies ist ein Planet des freien Willens und der freien Wahl. Und es kann an der Stelle nicht eingegriffen werden, weil damit gegen kosmische und universelle Gesetze verstoßen wird. Das hat den Grund, wenn immer eingegriffen werden würde, würden wir nichts lernen. Wir würden nicht lernen und selber in die Selbstverantwortung kommen, sondern wir würden Dinge abgenommen bekommen und denselben, was auch immer, dann immer wieder wiederholen. Wir würden ja nichts lernen aus Fehlern. Deswegen sind wahrscheinlich auch diese drastischen Dinge, die passieren, wichtig, damit wir immer wieder ein Stück mehr Bewusstsein erlangen, aufwachen. Das Einzige, wo eingegriffen wird, wenn es darum geht, diesen Planeten in die Luft zu jagen. Also das ist nicht erlaubt. Also hier irgendein nuklearer Krieg oder dergleichen. Das würde verhindert werden.
Ja, aber es
That makes perfect sense. Perfect sense, yeah.
But we should go a next step and we should protect the people who stand for the truth.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
we should do that. We should take responsibility to do that. We should band together and do exactly that. One thing that Larkma tells us is that the Pleiadians tried over 5,000 years ago in various cultures, the Maya, the Cherokee, some of the African tribes, they were on the planet trying to teach humanity, look what you can do. Look at the powers you have. What we can do, you can do. And humans, rather than learning, oh, look, we can do this, made the Pleiadians into gods. They said, oh, they're our gods. And that's not what the Pleiadians want. They're our brothers and sisters. They want us to learn what we're capable of.
Right.
So do not interfere in the ways that they interacted before, because it was not a success. That's how they came about this opinion of, you have to take responsibility for making changes yourself as a species.
Also der Grund, warum wir Selbstverantwortung übernehmen sollen für alles, was wir tun, ist, dass die Plejader vor 5000 Jahren schon hier waren und mit verschiedenen Kulturen schon zusammengewirkt haben oder wollten und ihnen gezeigt haben, schaut, was wir können, das könnt ihr auch. Aber was passiert ist, dass sie als Götter verehrt wurden und auf den Thron gesetzt wurden und damit eigentlich etwas erreicht wurde, was man nicht wollte und nicht dorthin kam, wo man hin wollte, nämlich wir sind Brüder und Schwestern. Wir sind euch weder überlegen, noch seid ihr, steht hier unter uns, wir sind gleich. Erinnert euch an das, was ihr in euch tragt. Und deswegen heute, wo man eben schaut und sagt, wir lassen sie, soweit es geht, ihren Weg machen und die Erfahrung selber sammeln, in der Hoffnung, dass es diesmal klappt. Ja.
Ich bin aber jetzt mit dem Ergebnis noch nicht zufrieden. Und zwar, also ich als Mensch, weil ich einen menschlichen Körper habe, weil ich hier eingeboren bin, ich darf ein Energiefeld aufbauen, das jemanden schützt, der sich für die Wahrheit einsetzt, aber die Plejader dürfen das nicht. Ist das der einzige Unterschied, weil ich hier ein Mensch bin, hier auf Erden?
His question is, as he is a human, he can build like a protecting shield for someone, but the Pleiades can't do it. Is this right? Because he's a human, he can do it and maybe interfere. And
the Pleiades not, because they don't want to interfere. But I'm a part of all these humans.
I think a human can take any action he or she chooses to do. Mm-hmm. And the whole point is to make higher choices that are for the highest good of all. That's the whole thing we're supposed to be learning.
I see. That makes sense.
And I would add to that very quickly. We have allowed so many people to control and to manipulate for so long that actually humanity should have said no a very long time ago. But we've lived in this illusion that we're being protected by governments or medical institutions or education. And what we have to do now is to take back our power and begin to say no, so these things don't happen any longer.
Also was jeder tun kann natürlich ist immer die Entscheidungen zum höchsten Wohle aller zu treffen. Also, dass die Entscheidungen immer aus dem Höchsten kommen und eben für alle zum besten Wohle sind. Und was wir ja immer erlaubt haben, ist, dass man uns manipuliert hat, dass uns Regierungen manipulieren konnten, dass uns, ja, was auch immer da dranhängt, uns manipulieren konnte. Und jetzt ist es an dem Punkt zu sagen, wir lassen es nicht mehr zu, wir erlauben das nicht mehr. Wir holen uns unsere Kraft jetzt zurück.
That's why I think it's so important for alternative media sources like your channel, like your work, my work, Saskia's work, Gerhard's work, to get out to the people, because it's the only lifeline. Otherwise, they just listen to brainwashing garbage off the mass media.
Deswegen ist es so wichtig, über alternative Medien, so wie zum Beispiel, wie es Colin und Pia machen, wie es Ted mit seiner Radioshow macht, wie auch immer wir eben nach außen treten und dieses Wissen nach außen bringen. Also das, ja.
Pia and Colin, you both are humans also, okay? So yeah. We understood what happened, what went wrong, and now we can make another choice. We can protect all the people who stand for the right, for the wrong, for the right things, for the truth. Yeah. So why don't we do this? Do we? Do you?
We are doing
what
it.
What are you doing?
We are doing it somewhat. Saskia, do you want to interpret the question first?
Also Gerhard hat gefragt, wir sind ja hier alle Menschen und was können wir denn tun oder wie können wir es denn tun, dass wir die Menschen auch beschützen, die Wahrheit heute sprechen? Wie können wir die unterstützen und ja, schützen?
Wir haben es eh schon gelernt. Wir wissen es ja eh schon.
Ja, wir wissen es schon, ja.
Was ist da noch?
I think each of us does our part in whatever way we can. You are hosting a radio show. Ted is hosting a radio show. Saskia is translating into different languages. We are posting things on both of our websites, thelarpba.com and my website, piaorlean.com. We post informational material all the time to help people understand different perspectives and different ways to view things so that they can make conscious choices. One thing that we know for sure is that we cannot make choices for anyone else. We can't change what they believe. We can't change what they want to do. We can't do anything to change another person. But we can expose them to other ways of seeing the world and hope that they will make more conscious choices.
Right, right.
Also was wir tun, ist eben genau diese Arbeit, die wir jetzt tun, dass wir Menschen informieren. Wir informieren sie eben über dieses Wissen, über anderes Bewusstsein. Wir geben Möglichkeiten, Bewusstsein zu erweitern. Was wir nicht tun können, ist, jemanden zu verändern, zu beeinflussen oder dergleichen. Also die Wahl dessen, was jemand annimmt oder nicht annimmt, ist, liegt bei jedem selber. Was wir aber tun können, ist, dieses Wissen zur Verfügung zu stellen. Und jeder kann dann damit aber anfangen, was er gerne, was er möchte damit.
Before I forget, pardon me to interrupt, my friends. This is... These are the African presidents, which have been murdered recently. Yeah. The upper left-hand corner is Tanzania. If I pronounce this correctly, John Magufi. He had been outspoken, and he said the whole COVID thing was a big joke and the tests don't work. Remember, he tested a can of Coca-Cola and a papaya. They both tested positive for COVID. It was ridiculous. This man was murdered. The other man murdered was... Hamid Bayeko, he is in the Ivory Coast. He's just 56. There's his picture there. A good man who spoke out against this madness. Finally, in Swaziland, Ambrose Dlamini died December 13th, 2020. He's just 52 years old. Young, relatively young man who was murdered. And this other fellow here, Pierre Nkurunziza, Burundi, died June 8th. Just a couple days ago, he also spoke up against it. This is a war. They're murdering these presidents. And, you know, and I admire the Africans for standing up against this big pharma and madness. And usually when you, oh, I'm talking too much. Sorry.
I make it short. Also ganz kurz, wir hatten ja vorhin über diese Präsidenten. Es waren jetzt, glaube ich, 4 afrikanische Präsidenten. Ja, ermordet worden. Also ich habe das heute oder gestern auch gelesen. Sie sind, ja, hat uns jetzt nochmal Bilder gerade gezeigt über sein Handy dazu. Die Informationen sind aber auch im Internet zu finden.
You know, and if you want to ask, well, who would do this, who would benefit most financially from their deaths? Big Pharma would make money because they have another market to go into. Deep State, the reptilians who want to kill us off. I think it's horrible these leaders are being murdered. Nothing's done about it. Maybe there is, but I don't know of what's being done about it.
Okay. Nehmen wir an, ich sage morgen in der Öffentlichkeit die Wahrheit, so wie ich sie sehe. Und das heißt, ich werde dann auch umgebracht. Ich kann mit keiner Hilfe rechnen. Ich bin auf mich selbst gestellt. Ist es so?
Assuming that he is going to tell the truth tomorrow, somehow on radio or whatever, he goes out there and he is telling the truth, like this four presidents did. Will he be protected, or is he standing alone there and can be murdered also?
Well, I think the controllers will do whatever they want to do to make the agenda work that, that they've been planning for so long. It's impossible to say whether someone will be protected or not, because there are so many different agents, there are so many different elements of what they can do to control. So I don't think we can answer that question.
Also es ist schwierig, die Frage zu beantworten. Es gibt einfach zu viele Kontrolleure, zu viele, die versuchen, diese Agenda aufrechtzuerhalten des Tiefstaats. Und es ist schwierig zu sagen, wer hier beschützt werden kann und wer nicht, weil es einfach überall diese Leute gibt.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Yes.
Yeah, I want the happy end.
Well, it's a happy end, but it's pretty funny, actually. I was warned before I went to Mount Shasta that a three-letter agency from the deep state would show up, and it had a problem. Couldn't tell whether it was a man or a woman. Anyway.
Also bevor Ted nach Mount Shasta fuhr, ist er gewarnt worden, dass dort eine Drei-Buchstaben-Agentur sein würde. Also wir können uns alle vorstellen, was es ist.
So anyway, last Saturday night, this car pulls up to me next to the campsite. And I can't tell whether it's a he or a she, but I'll say it. It's a man, but it's got long red hair and looks like a woman.
Und als er dann dort war, samstags, dann erschien dieses Etwas. Er kann weder sagen, ob Mann noch Frau. Deswegen sagt er es dazu. Und es hatte, sah aus wie ein Mann, hatte aber ganz lange rote Haare.
You know, they shouldn't mess with psyches, because we already know what's going to happen. So I'd been given a description of this entity. I guess it was a person, but I can't tell whether it's a man or woman or man, but it showed up. And it wanted to join, saying that they've been invited to a potluck at my group camp. And I said, no, we're not having a potluck and leave. We don't allow anybody from the outside coming into our private group. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was given his name, his description, where he was from. He was from Portland, Oregon, driving this white Subaru. And he'd been vaccinated, too. And the problem is that this guy or woman or whatever it is shedding. And so I had women on my trip. And when a person's shedding, it can kill other people, especially women, because the shedding goes to their ovaries, makes them sterile, and can kill them. So I said, no, you're just, get out of here. So he left. But they're out there, you know? So I'm warned. I'm protected. I was warned ahead of time. So.
Also in dem Fall ist Ted gewarnt worden. Er hat eine genaue Beschreibung erhalten von diesem, was auch immer es war, wie er aussehen würde, wie er heißen würde, und hat versucht, in die Gruppe reinzukommen von Ted, hat es aber dadurch, dass er ja wusste, was ihn erwartete, hat er das unterbinden können und ja.
A far cry from 007 and Mr. James Bond, believe me.
Saskia, something that came up for me today when I was thinking about the global situation is the awareness that men and some women for years and years and years and years have been willing to give up their life for their country or their religion. They will give up their life to fight for what they believe in. But apparently nobody is willing to stand up and give their life for the globe, for the world, for humanity. It's not happening. People, even these presidents who were murdered, were standing up for the citizens of their country.
Right.
But there is nobody that I know of who's standing up saying, this is global, we need to fight this for globally.
Also was Pia gerade sagt, was ihr bewusst geworden ist heute, ist, dass viele sind für ihr Land, haben für ihr Land gekämpft, haben sich geopfert. Und zum Beispiel oder für, ja, für eine Religion. Aber es gibt kaum oder kaum jemanden, der aufsteht und für diesen Planeten kämpft, für die Menschheit kämpft. Selbst diese vier Präsidenten, die ermordet wurden, die haben ja jetzt für ihr Land. Aber dieses global, das zu sehen, für diesen Planeten an sich und für die gesamte Menschheit aufzustehen und sich zu kämpfen und vielleicht auch sogar zu opfern, das ist eben nicht der Fall.
I was talking, that's a good point. Pardon me for interrupting, but I was talking to a friend of mine in Montreal yesterday, Montreal, Canada.
Ich habe gestern mit jemandem aus Montreal, Kanada, einem Freund gesprochen.
And the Trudeau government now wants to institute mandatory vaccine passports on September 1st.
Und ab 1. September will wohl die Trudeau-Regierung dort diesen Impfzwang oder dann eben so einen Impfausweis, den man dann bei sich für haben soll,
Now, from the studies I've seen in Germany and elsewhere, there's about a 25 to 30% death rate currently from the shots in Europe, in Germany too. Within 6 months, they die.
Okay. Innerhalb der nächsten 6 Monate. Also was man sieht, ist so diese Sterberate von 25 bis 30% in Europa, was diese Impfung angeht, auch in Deutschland eben.
So if the Canadians go ahead and just obey and go ahead with this new program, you can expect 25 to 30% of Canadians dying when after they get, and they won't be able to travel anyway because they'll be dead.
Und wenn jetzt die Regierung in Kanada das durchdrückt und die Menschen da das mitmachen, dann kann man davon ausgehen, dass eben auch dort eine hohe Sterberate sein wird und diese Menschen gar nicht mehr reisen können, weil sie einfach das Ganze nicht
When your
überleben.
life's on the line and you have nothing to lose, why not stand up? Who cares? They're going to kill you anyway. Who cares?
Ja. Wenn es um dein
Absolutely.
Leben geht und es einfach nichts mehr zu verlieren gibt, dann warum steht man da nicht auf und kämpft dafür?
Yeah. Gerhard, I want to go back to your question.
Please.
But before I do that, the president of Canada, Justin Trudeau, just last week passed legislation, he signed his name to it, to give the Canadian government absolute complete control over all media, television, radio,
I heard that.
all social media. Canada now, with this new legislation, is going to control what everybody hears, what everybody is exposed to. And
Wow.
understanding what that president just did, Canada's gone. Canada is like Australia. It's the total control of everything in that country
Yeah.
has now taken place.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, Kanada, also der Präsident hat wohl letzte Woche, wenn ich jetzt richtig verstanden habe, ein Gesetz unterschrieben, dass die Regierung sämtliche Kanäle, Medien unter Kontrolle hat und bestimmt, was gezeigt wird. Und damit ist Kanada eigentlich auf einem Weg, wie ähnlich Australien, dass dort absolute Kontrolle herrscht. Und ja, was? And that means for Canada that what they are lost or
Everything. They've lost everything. But Gerhard, I want to go back to your question. What can we do as humans? And I think the best answer to your question is doing exactly what we're doing now. All of us on this radio program are bringing the truth to humanity, to society. And I think that's the greatest thing we can do. Until the COVID shutdown a year and a half ago, Pia and I were going around the world bringing our Pleiadian friends' wisdom to the public, to anybody who wished to listen to the truth, to dispel what the agenda is all about. So I think your question was very important because as humans, what we can do is tell the truth because people are still willing to listen out there. It's not the majority, but the people who will make a difference in changing our world will listen to the truth. And that's what all of us have to continue to do.
Right.
Also nochmal zurück zu Gerhard und seiner Frage, was können wir denn tun? Was ist unser Beitrag? Wie können wir hier unterstützen? Und das ist einfach die Wahrheit nach außen bringen, Bewusstsein damit schaffen, indem wir die Wahrheit verbreiten über die Kanäle, die uns zur Verfügung stehen. Und wir werden damit die Menschen erreichen, die das auch hören sollen, um wiederum ihr Bewusstsein anzuheben, um den Funken weiterzureichen. Und bevor Pia und Colin vor anderthalb Jahren, bevor dieser ganze Wahnsinn losging, sind sie durch die Welt gereist und haben die plejadischen Weisheiten an die weitergegeben, die es gerne auch hören wollten und erfahren wollten. Und das ist, ich glaube, diese Verantwortung liegt bei uns allen, die wach sind, die heute wissen, worum es geht, dass wir mit dem Wissen nicht hinterm Berg halten, sondern mutig nach vorn treten und es teilen.
This whole thing has been such a scam. The virus doesn't even exist.
No.
The shots aren't even shots. There's nothing good in the shots, except strychnine, mad cow disease, HIV, AIDS. It shuts down all of your chakras. It shuts down your pineal gland. The mortality rate within the first 5 to 6 months of the shots is like 25 to 30%. Even if you survive during that initial 6 month period, you can look forward to mad cow disease and HIV AIDS next year because it's got a delayed fuse in it. There will be some who survive, maybe 10 to 15%, but those who do survive will become biological robots because their soul is separated from the rest of their body. And they'll become like the Greys from the Orion constellation, about 4 foot tall with big black eyes. They don't have any soul. They're biological entities. And some of the Greys, I've got the message, some of the Greys coming to our time and space now are actually us humans from the future who took the shot now and through successive generations of Bill Gates, you know, upgrades and booster shots and everything, become eventually these biological entities. So they move from a planet of free will where you have the potential, all of us, to become like gods, to a slave species, which you are totally controlled without free will, and you're doing somebody else, and you're stuck at a certain density. You don't ever advance. So that's the choice. Start choice now. Happen with people.
But if these grays from the future come now into our reality, that means that this program will be successful.
Only successful to those souls who choose it, because this is a free will planet. The majority of souls will not choose that, and they instead will ascend. The majority will ascend.
And will we live with them together on one planet, but somehow separated? Or how can we imagine this?
No. They're going off to their own own negativity somewhere else. That's their choice. They've chosen that path.
Okay.
Now, some of them are children. And the children are truly innocent. And I think maybe the elderly, too, people who are truly innocent, like the Jews in Nazi Germany. My last lifetime was in Nazi Germany, and I remember that well. And I trusted government back then. I'm not trusting government now. I learned my lesson back then, so not going to trust them again. Not going to make the same mistake twice. Forget it.
By the way, they started with this shot on children last week here in Germany.
Great. You know how many children ages 12 to 17 have gotten heart attacks and died from the Pfizer shot? 1.2 million. That's a conservative estimate, because in the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S system, the federal reporting system, they only report about 1% of the number of cases. And currently there's about 11 to 1200 cases of children dying, getting heart attacks and strokes. So if it's only 1%, you're looking at 1.1 to 1.2 million children. You can look forward to that in Germany too. Children 12 years old, suddenly having a heart attack and dying. Isn't that great? Doesn't that make Merkel look good? Pharmaceutical companies make lots of money. Isn't that wonderful? What's wrong with this picture? Why don't people stand up to this? This is nonsense. They're killing us. Why don't they just take a gun to our head and shoot us off?
Mm-hmm. So why, this is the question Gerhard had before. We need help. Alone, I have no idea how to do it.
Right.
Where I live, everybody had got his shot. Or her shot already.
You're going to have a lot of vacant apartments where you live in the coming months.
How can I protect myself? I can't protect myself from getting this, whatever this bit out. I can't protect my children anymore, because wherever we go, we are surrounded by people who got the shot.
Well,
I don't know what to do anymore. I just have to trust, and I have to believe that we are protected, that everything is all right, my children are okay. And
that's what you have to do.
Nothing will happen to us, but somehow it feels crazy.
There was an old Star Trek movie many years ago, a friend of mine told me about it, where they were warned, the crew, Spock and Captain Kirk, were warned not to go there. But they went there anyway, and the place was almost deserted. Few people around, not much. And the whole planet had lots of animals and everything, lots of flora. And they asked one of the few humans left what happened. And they said, oh, they all took the shot years ago to protect themselves against a virus. And they all died, except just a few people, 5, 10, who survived. Interesting, huh?
I want to come to a solution, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So... what is the core message from the Pleiadians, and is it my turn to get the divine human I suppose to be that can change anything here in this dimension?
We have the power to do that, but we don't know how to access that power yet. It's within us, it's ours, right. But we haven't learned how to access it yet.
Just do it.
Well,
show me.
Saskia, do you want to translate?
Ja, also Gerhards Frage nochmal, wir hatten jetzt nochmal über das ganze Thema gesprochen, Impfungen für die Kinder, die jetzt stattfinden und dieser ganze Wahnsinn und das nochmal ganz kurz zusammengefasst und Gerhards Frage von vorhin einfach, was ist jetzt die Lösung? Wie kann ich jetzt, was ist die Message der Plejaden und wie kann ich denn auf meine göttliche Kraft zugreifen oder wie kann ich denn das aktivieren? Und Pia sagte, dass es eben, wir haben alle diese Kraft in uns, wir sind Götter, Göttinnen, wir wissen nur noch nicht ganz, wie wir das aktivieren können, reaktivieren können.
Mhm. Gerhard, we humans who don't believe in the agenda, who don't believe in what's being done to humanity, are changing. We're experiencing changes in our biology. We're experiencing changes in our DNA. We are able to do things that most people think are impossible. We can bend time. We can travel as we wish in other dimensions. We can take care of our bodies. We can do things because we're not agreeing to what the controllers want us to do. So we are actually changing as we're speaking about this tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see changes for those of us who refuse the shots, for those of us who refuse to deal with 5G, that standing up and speaking out is enabling us to change who we are, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. And your questions are very good about what can we do and how can we do it.
Sure.
And in the next year, in the very short next year, those of us who understand the truth and who are working towards changing this earth are going to make a difference. As Pia said, it's not here right now, but we are moving in that direction and we will be different humans in a very short time.
Also wir verändern uns einfach schon deswegen, weil wir drüber reden, weil wir uns dessen bewusst sind. Wir wissen um die Agenda. Wir nehmen diese Impfungen, wir akzeptieren das nicht. Wir akzeptieren all das, was zu dieser Agenda gehört, gar nicht. Wir nehmen es gar nicht an. Es ist nicht Teil von uns. Und damit verändern wir uns. Wir verändern uns nicht nur auf physischer Ebene, sondern auch mental und spirituell.
As far as keeping yourself safe and your children safe, and anybody that is looking for safety, safety first of all is in your heart through not being afraid. Yes. But in the external look for safety, the search for safety, I just put a blog up on my website today, Pia Orlean. .com that has something that will help everybody who is being exposed to shedding. And you could look at that and share it with other people.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing, Gerhardt, that we are continuing to do. We do things that we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to go against the agenda, but we go against it anyway, one way or another. We're doing things that our hearts tell us to do. And that's how we're building our energy and getting stronger and making a transition.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Good for you.
Das, was aus dem Herzen herauskommt, und damit werden wir stärker und gehen eben in diese Veränderung immer mehr und mehr über. Und Pia hat auf ihrer Homepage Pia Orlean, P-I-A-O-R-L-E-A-N-E.com, beschreibt sie, wie wir uns im Äußeren vor dieser, ja, vor dieser Kontamination schützen können, die uns durch Geimpfte passieren kann. Aber der Hauptschutz ist in unserem Herzen. Also hier eben angstfrei sein, und man kann das unterstützen eben dem Äußeren durch. Ich muss mir das selber nochmal anschauen. Ich habe es ja noch nicht gelesen, was sie dort beschreibt.
Mhm. One other thing, Gerhard, that I want to say is I'm an old man. I've been here for a very long time. I'm much older than people think I am. Mhm. And I've been waiting like you have for these changes to take place. And I can become very frustrated. I can become very sad that humanity doesn't wake up, that humanity doesn't make the right decisions and right. doesn't protect one another. I've been waiting since I was a small child for what we're talking about right now. And I think we're at that magic moment, that magic time, where we're going to see changes that we never would have guessed that will be happening. So we have to trust that what we believe in and what we know is the truth is going to happen, and it is going to change the world that we're creating.
Also es ist wichtig, dass wir vertrauen darauf, dass das, was wir uns wünschen, auch passieren wird im Außen. Und er sagt, Colin sagt, er ist eigentlich viel älter, als er hier als er erscheinen mag, und diese Hoffnung eben, in dass dieser Wandel kommt, ist eben, dass wir uns jetzt in diesem Wandel befinden. Es fehlt nicht mehr viel und es entfaltet sich mehr und mehr vor unseren Augen. Und jetzt da dran zu bleiben und diese Hoffnung auch im Inneren beizubehalten, das ist auch sehr, sehr wichtig jetzt noch für, tja, vielleicht für den Endspurt, den wir jetzt gerade haben.
Life is happening just now, right now, here. So what for this moment is to do now? We should not wait for anything. We just could accept that we are these divine beings we are, and we go into the power now. Mm-hmm. What to wait?
Fuck. Also worauf warten wir? Warum sind wir noch nicht diese Wesen? Wir können das ja jetzt jeden Moment sein, diese großartigen göttlichen Wesen, die jeder Einzelne ist. Ja, also worauf warten wir? Ja. We don't know how to do it yet, right?
We are doing it.
We are doing it.
Just by doing what we're doing here on this program, mm-hmm. we are actually making a difference. It may seem small to us, mm-hmm. but it's not. It's changing the world by what we're talking about and what we're bringing to the public.
Mhm. Also das, was wir hier tun, ist das, was die Veränderung bringt. Und es möge jetzt für uns hier ja so klein sein oder so. Wir denken, es ist noch zu wenig, aber es ist in Wirklichkeit gigantisch, was trotzdem damit erreicht wird.
Yeah, and the Pleiadians, they hear what we are talking about and they give support. More support then, because they say, okay, they got it. Huh? Come on.
Yes. 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 The Pleiadians tell us, and not just the Pleiadians, but other groups from other celestial areas in the universe, they tell us they are very tired of what the dark is doing. And they are doing things to counteract what the dark is doing in a much greater way. Ted mentioned how many ships there are in our skies now. There are so many different cultures, the Pleiadians, the Orions, the Arcturians. There are so many groups around this planet, beaming love and light to us in order to strengthen us, in order to support us. The whole picture has changed during this COVID-19 fiasco, this COVID-19 craziness. There are
COVID-19 cover up for 5G.
Yes, there are more energies helping us now than ever before in human history.
Also es gibt so viele, die uns hier beschützen, unterstützen, die ihre Liebe zu uns senden, die bei uns sind. Also es sind ja nicht nur die Plejader, die jetzt hier auch mithören, wenn wir jetzt hier live sprechen und dafür sorgen, dass wir eben diese Radioshow auch so abhalten können und sicher sind. Es sind auch die aus die Arcturianer hier, die von Orion sind hier. Es sind so viele Zivilisationen hier, die uns, die auch müde sind dessen, was die Dunkelmächte so viele tausende Jahre betrieben haben. Und ja, die Unterstützung ist groß und wir sollten am Ball bleiben.
Ja, was heißt, wir sind auch müde. Jetzt soll endlich diese Kraft freigegeben werden.
Ja, we are all tired. And when is this power going to be released somehow? Is there something that is going to be released that will lift up maybe all the whole planet or us as a collective? Or
Ted, maybe you have an answer to that. But what Larkma tells us is that there's a coming cosmic pop. They call it a cosmic pop. And they say it may happen in one big cosmic pop, or it may be a series of little pops that happen and build together, but they will change the energy. And at that point, everything will change.
This is what Isora is talking about also. He mentioned many, many times that like a wave is coming and the sky will turn into rainbow colors. And at this moment, every consciousness will change and go into higher consciousness, higher frequencies, and there will be no more violence, no more.
But we have to do the hard work to prep the planet and ourselves for it.
Hard work. Yeah. No, we have to do, don't have to do any hard work.
It's
old paradigm. Okay.
We have to do our inner work.
This is the hardest work.
Do I have to initiate this blip? Because nobody does, or what?
Yeah. We're all initiating it with what we do on the inner planes, inside, the work that we do inside, keeping the vibration up, doing what we can to speak the truth, saying no when it's appropriate, which is a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's, I feel so sad when I meet somebody who's taken the shot, because I can see into the future in time travel. And I can see what's going to happen to them. It's a death sentence only if they don't ask for help from the Supreme Being. Okay.
Let's talk about this blob. What is it? What is it? A blob? What is it? A bubble? Or what?
Das ist wie so eine Welle. Also wir hatten jetzt kurz darüber gesprochen, dass auch die Plejade, und ich weiß es von anderer Stelle von Sora, der das oft erwähnt hat, dass diese Welle kommen soll, in diesen Regenbogenfarben den ganzen Planeten umhüllend wird. Und dort in dem Moment alles, was an Leben hier ist, in dem Bewusstsein sofort nach oben steigen wird, in die 5D. Damit alles an Krieg beendet sein wird. Wir werden Harmonie, Friede haben, wir werden keine Krankheiten haben und so weiter. Und das hängt aber von uns ab, wie schnell das hier sein kann. Je mehr natürlich jetzt im Kollektiv ihr Bewusstsein anheben, umso schneller können wir das auch manifestieren. Es geht auch hier wieder darum, etwas herzuziehen.
Ja, aber ich bin ja ein Teil des Kollektivs. Worauf warten?
Ja, wir sind aber vielleicht noch nicht genügend. Maybe we are not enough. Are we already enough people that are awake so that maybe this wave we are talking and waiting for wouldn't come like we wish to come? Maybe there need to be more people awake? Or what does it depend on?
Well, Larkma doesn't say it's a matter of how many people are awake.
That's what I said.
The light that each of us carries who is awake is far more energetically empowered than those who are asleep. So there may be millions who are asleep, but they don't have the power that the few of us who are awake are. So it's about those of us who are awake and who have chosen to do this work that's going to bring about the change, not about the sleepers. The sleepers have already made their choice.
Yeah, it's not about numbers. It's not about how many people wake up. It's about those of us that are like all of us here tonight, mm-hmm. who are doing what we're doing to help. Right. And it's an energetic switch. It's an energetic change, whether it's going to be a wave or a pop. There will be an understood energetic shift. We will understand. We will feel it. We will see it. We will know it. And it's coming. It isn't here today. It won't be here tomorrow, but it is coming, and it will change this planet, and it will change the people who are awake.
Mm-hmm. Also es geht nicht um die Menge an Menschen, die wach sein muss, damit eben dieses Event passiert. Denn es sind die wenigen, die ausreichen, die wach sind, die so viel Licht haben, so kraftvoll sind, dass vielleicht einer, ja, also ist wirklich nur vielleicht eine Handvoll ist ausreichend, um diese Veränderung herbeizuführen. Und sie kommt, diese Welle, ja, sie kommt nicht heute, sie kommt nicht morgen, aber sie kommt und wird damit auch für all die, also dort eine Veränderung herbeiführen, die eben wach sind. Gerhard.
Ja.
He is not happy yet.
Warum nicht jetzt? Jetzt?
Why not now? Why isn't coming? Why isn't it coming right now?
Okay. Go ahead, Ted.
Q said the same thing to me the other day. He said, you could all change this today if you want, or tomorrow. You don't have
only
to wait.
Today. Only today. And the day after today.
And did he say how? How can we do it? We need to connect and just decide this wave is coming now, maybe, or what, or this pop, and that's it. Or what do we have to do?
Of course, we have to.
What?
Who else would do it? But us. Who else?
Yes. But how?
Do it now. Oh, come on. Let's do
but
it.
But how can we do it? Just imagine that a wave is coming in, or. Okay. Is it enough to visualize this wave coming in, or what can we do that this is coming?
Well, one thing we have to do is stop focusing so much on what we believe is reality here in the third dimension. Be open to other possibilities of what reality is. When you focus on everything that's pain and suffering in the third dimension, you miss all the wonders that are also available to us, because we are multidimensional by nature. Mm-hmm. We just don't act multidimensionally. We act very third dimensionally. So we have to expand our awareness. That's one very positive thing we can do.
Also eines, was wichtig ist, was wir tun sollten, ist, dass wir eben aus dieser 3D-Realität rauskommen und uns bewusst werden, dass das eben die Illusion ist und dass das die Wunder, das Wirkliche dahinter sich befindet, und uns dessen einfach bewusst werden, bewusst machen dieser eigentlichen Realität. Nämlich der hinter dieser Matrix.
That's what I said. We have to be sure that we are in this wave now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Tom, we still have our program going. Just wait patiently and I'll bring you in, okay? Sure. Okay. Thank you, my friend. Anyway, yeah, but you guys are doing such beautiful work. I missed your call yesterday. I will be on the next one in 2 Sundays from now. But if you don't mind, what messages did our friends give for humanity yesterday?
Very much what we're talking about right now, how essential it is to keep our vibration up, that we must not focus upon the third dimension, but we need to focus on multidimensionality, that we're not moving up linearly in steps. We have the opportunity to go to any dimension, or all of them simultaneously. So we need to stop thinking linearly, and we need to start focusing on all possibilities that are open to us, and do everything with an open heart and a high vibration. That's one of the key things they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Also die Nachricht, die gestern durchkam, eben ist, was wir heute vor allen Dingen besprochen haben, die eigene Schwingung, die eigene Frequenzen nach oben zu bringen, nach oben zu halten. Das lineare Denken hinter uns zu lassen, multidimensional zu denken, nicht denken, dass wir stufenweise irgendwas angehen können, sondern dass wir es gleichzeitig überall sein können und alles erfahren können. Dass wir nicht festgelegt sind auf eine Sache und dann erst die nächste, sondern dass wir jederzeit alles sein können und erleben können. Und dass wir eben alle Möglichkeiten ausschöpfen, alle Möglichkeiten in Betracht ziehen.
They also talked about preparation. They said that we need to learn to honor other people's choice and stop grieving that they've made the choices they've made to take the inoculation. They made those choices and we need to honor their choices no matter what. And to prepare for the death and the ascensions that are going to be coming very rapidly, we need to start accepting that people made their choice in any way that they made it. Instead of saying, well, I wish they'd done this or they should have done that. We need to honor that they made their choices for karmic reasons or whatever. And that we are here doing things because we have made a different choice. We've made a choice to stay and help this planet ascend. So they said preparation is really important for what is coming because there will be a great split, a great separation with many, many people deciding to leave the planet soon.
Also was und was der zweite Punkt wichtig zu erwähnen noch ist, ist einfach die Vorbereitung auf dessen, was kommt, nämlich die große Trennung zwischen denen, die bleiben und denen, die gehen. Also das heißt, die eben, wir respektieren und tolerieren all jene, die sich eben für diese Impfung entschieden haben. Wir hören auf, uns darüber Gedanken zu machen oder es vielleicht zu bedauern, warum hat er das und das, sondern wir respektieren es. So wie wir eben die Wahl für uns getroffen haben, wir sind nicht Teil dessen und wir wollen den Aufstieg auf unsere Art und Weise vollziehen. Und ja, also hier der Fokus auf Vorbereitung, dass bald, sehr bald die Trennung passiert, dass viele Menschen diesen Planeten aufgrund des Programms, was läuft, verlassen werden.
Pia und Cullen, I want to introduce my good friend Tom Palladino. He's a scalar energy healer. He does wonderful work. And I want you to stay on during this time, by the way, because I think they're an interesting discussion. Tom tries to help heal the world. And he does wonderful work with people. I don't want to speak for him, but I know in our private conversations, people, he and I sometimes are very frustrated that more people don't make the right choices. But what you said just now about honoring their choices is it's good advice because you have to accept it's a free will planet. If people choose to take the shot or go play on the freeway somewhere and get smashed up to a pulp by some truck, that's their choice after all, you know, and they wanted to do that, and fine, go ahead, enjoy, you know, enjoy that freeway.
Before we start with Tom, how about us together? We are six people here.
Uh-huh.
And we could come together now and initiate this wave of initiation and of ascending right now together in love for all the people and all the living here on Earth and in the universe.
You mean make a prayer, a meditation for people to wake up? I think that's a wonderful idea. Sure.
Do it right now.
Okay. Okay. And Tom, I'll let you bring in Jesus while we're at it. And yes. I know you've got a close personal relationship.
And Mother Mary, sure.
Sure, sure. And Pia and Cullen, I know you have your own connections as well to the higher spiritual forces. And Saskia does, and I do. So we'll all bring them in. Have a moment of silence and bring love and light to the planet to help people raise their vibration. To make the right choices for the highest and best good, whatever that is for that individual soul. So, yeah.
Wir sind jetzt im Gebet zusammen und jeder, wir bitten jetzt darum, um den Aufstieg aller Lebewesen hier auf der Erde, für Gaia, für die Menschheit. Und verbinden uns damit, jeder für sich, mit wem auch immer er sich verbinden möchte, ob mit dem Höheren selbst oder mit Gott, mit Prime Creator, mit Jesus, wem auch immer.
You see the golden light coming into the planet? A whole lot of it. The Pleiadians are helping too. They're beaming a lot of golden light to the planet right now.
Also viel goldenes Licht kommt jetzt auf den Planeten. Die Plejaden helfen ebenfalls mit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all do our individual part. We all have the spark of the creator within us to make this world a better place. That's the purpose of my show and purpose of your work too, P. and Kellen and Saskia and Tom and Gerhard. So we all have to try in our own way to deal with the situation we have. And I know that the light is always stronger than the dark. And this is really the last, we're in a war right now. It's the last battle for humanity. Mm-hmm. And I was told years ago that there would be, humanity would split off and part of humanity would ascend and the other part wouldn't. They'd go off in a different direction. So we're seeing that different direction now with a lot of people. And it's unfortunate, but you can't make other people's choices. You have to just help them out as best as you can. Mm-hmm. And wish them the best. So,
and we're all going to get to the same place. We're just doing it at different levels, different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're doing it in different timelines. Mm-hmm. People making certain choices that prevent them from ascending in the way some of us will ascend with the new Earth is one choice, but it's not a race. It's not a contest. Everybody will eventually arrive where they need to arrive in the energetic form that they choose.
Mm-hmm. Also, wir alle haben den Götterfunken in uns und jeder kann seinen Teil dazu beitragen, wie auch immer. Die Trennung der Menschheit findet statt. Es gibt die, die aufsteigen werden. Es gibt die, die sich eben für einen anderen Weg entschieden werden. Früher oder später wird jeder trotz allem seinen Weg gehen. Das ist kein Wettrennen hier. Es hat nichts mit Konkurrenz zu tun oder dergleichen. Jeder hat seinen eigenen Rhythmus. Und letztendlich, das Ziel ist dasselbe, nur wie schnell man dahin kommt, das, ja, den Weg hat jeder für sich selber festgelegt. Und das sollten wir respektieren für jeden Einzelnen.
Tom, what's your take on this? Tom is a wonderful scalar energy healer and anyway.
I come from a Catholic background. Why don't you translate? I come from a Catholic background, so I'm going to speak to you about my background.
Also, wir haben jetzt Tom hier bei uns, Tom Palladino mit Scala Energie, und er kommt aus einem, hat einen katholischen Hintergrund, wo er herkommt.
And there many Catholic mystics have said that the shot is dangerous. That many Catholic mystics have been receiving messages that the shot is very dangerous.
Und viel darauf, was das ist nicht katholisch, sondern Catholic, you said Catholic.
Very Catholic mystics. These are men and women who receive messages from God.
Okay, also viele, die erkennt sowohl Männer als auch Frauen, die Botschaften von Gott erhalten haben, darüber gleich also das erzählt, dass diese Impfung tödlich ist.
And all of these mystics, all of these seers have been told by Jesus and Mary, don't take the shot.
Und all diese Seher haben von Jesus sowie von Maria gesagt bekommen, nehmt nicht diese Impfung zu euch.
without exception, don't take the shot.
Ohne Ausnahme, nehmt diese Impfung nicht ein.
Jesus and Mary have said that the shot will weaken the immune system.
Jesus und Maria haben gesagt, dass die Impfung das Immunsystem schwächen wird.
And that many people will suffer negative consequences because they're taking the shot.
Und viele werden negative oder Nebenwirkungen haben, schlimme Nebenwirkungen haben aufgrund dieser Impfung.
So, I obey Jesus and Mary.
Also ich, wie sagt man, obey?
Vertraue vielleicht?
Ja, ich vertraue Jesus und Maria, sorry, oh, my English.
Yeah. And I will not take the shot. It's harmful. The shot is bad.
Und Tom selber, also er gehorcht Jesus und Maria in dem Sinne und er nimmt die Impfung nicht zu sich, denn diese ist schlecht.
If God tells me not to take the shot,
wenn Gott mir sagt, nicht die Impfung zu nehmen,
I'm not going to take the shot.
Dann werde ich die Impfung auch nicht nehmen.
That's it.
Das ist es, das ist ganz einfach.
Yeah. Right. Pia and Cullen, Tom has a wonderful scalar program. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Tom, if you don't mind, and your website?
I'm a scalar energy researcher, a scalar energy scientist.
Ich bin ein Skalarenergiewissenschaftler.
This is Tesla energy or zero point energy.
Es geht hierbei um Tesla beziehungsweise Nullpunktenergie.
And the way it works, people will email me a photograph.
Und es funktioniert folgendermaßen: Menschen schicken mir ein Foto von sich.
And I place a photograph inside the instrument.
Und dieses Foto stelle ich dann in die Instrumente.
And the instrument will send energy to the force field or the photograph.
Und die Instrumente wiederum senden Energie zum Kraftfeld dieses Fotos.
So I can work with anybody in the world.
Das heißt, ich kann mit jedem auf der Welt arbeiten.
By way of their photograph.
Mittels eines Fotos von ihnen.
And I'm able to take this instrument and work with their photograph and break down germs. The instrument will break down germs.
Und was die Instrumente tun ist, dass sie Keime zerstören.
So the instrument will break down viruses, bacteria, parasites.
Das heißt also, diese Instrumente zerstören Viren, Bakterien, Parasiten.
And even during the pandemic, we had very good success.
Und selbst während der Pandemie hatten wir sehr guten, großen Erfolg.
Breaking down viruses, bacteria and parasites.
Mit dem Zerstören eben von Viren, Bakterien und Parasiten.
This is Tesla energy.
Es ist Tesla Energie.
Or zero point energy.
Oder Nullpunkt Energie.
It's not electricity.
Es handelt sich hierbei nicht um Elektrizität.
It's a new science.
Es ist eine ganz neue Wissenschaft.
Could you give out your website, Tom, and tell people about your free program?
The website is scalarlight.com.
Tom's Webseite ist scalarlight.com.
Anybody in the world can visit the website and email us your photograph.
Jeder auf der Welt kann diese Webseite besuchen und sein Foto dort kostenfrei hochladen.
Anybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free photographic sessions. We work with your photographs. 15 days of free sessions.
Und jeder erhält für 15 Tage eine freie Behandlung. Jeder.
And this is how we're going to heal the world by way of their photograph.
Und das ist die Art und Weise, wie wir die Welt heilen werden, nämlich mittels eines Fotos.
Send in your photographs. Visit the website. Email us your photographs.
Besucht die Webseite. Sendet uns eure Fotos. Macht diese 15 Tage frei mit.
Tom has been able to really help people with AIDS, P.N. Cullen, by getting rid of AIDS completely for people in India and Africa. And I've met people he's helped in India before. A couple of years ago, I was in New Delhi and I met families that have been completely, I don't want to use the word age because there's censorship in this country, but anyway, they have been helped, very helped. It's legal to say helped. I can say that.
Was Tom erreichen konnte mit seiner Arbeit, ist, dass er viele Menschen in Indien und Afrika von HIV heilen konnte. Davon konnte sich Ted selbst auch überzeugen.
Yeah, so he's Tom's very ethical, humanitarian heart, does a lot of free help for people, and I appreciate him so much, the work he does.
Toms Arbeit ist eine wunderbare Arbeit und er macht diese Arbeit insbesondere eben um Menschen, er möchte Menschen helfen und das völlig kostenfrei.
Tom, do you have any questions for our special guest, Pio and Cullen? They're in touch with the benevolent Pleiadians.
You are correct in that we have to accept people's decision.
Ihr seid richtig damit in der Annahme, dass wir die Entscheidungen von Menschen akzeptieren müssen.
I've tried to tell people not to take the shot. Many people don't listen.
Ich habe versucht, vielen zu sagen oder davon abzubringen, diese Impfung zu nehmen, aber sie haben trotzdem die Impfung gewollt und gemacht.
Instead of listening to God,
anstatt dass sie auf Gott hörten,
some people listen to the government or the media.
Da hörten diese Menschen auf Regierung oder eben die Medien.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem.
Yeah. Und das ist Teil des Problems.
Ian Cullen, do you see a time in the near future where many of the media outlets will collapse and governments will collapse because they're not based upon truth?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, we see that happening. We can't pinpoint a particular time, but the energy that's coming in is absolutely supporting that collapse.
Okay.
I think it's happening now. The seeds for the collapse are already being set because so many of us, like this conversation now, are speaking the truth and bringing to higher sources.
It's impossible for the old paradigm of governments, medical institutions, all of the controlling agenda makers are going to have to deal with people like us on this program. And we are the ones that are going to bring the change. And we are going to actually create a different parallel existence here on Earth. And so, yes, we believe governments will fall and people will begin to see that they need to actually begin to trust each other again and actually create a different scenario.
Also die Frage war an Pia und Colin, ob sie sehen in naher Zukunft, dass die Regierungen, die Medien an sich wegfallen werden. Und ja, die Antwort war ganz klar ja. Die Energien hierher sind unterwegs. Und wir sind sozusagen, zum Beispiel hier in dieser Sendung, was wir tun. Wir sind die diese Parallelwelt jetzt mit erschaffen, dieses Neue mit erschaffen. Und auch hier werden diejenigen, die nicht dafür sind, eben irgendwann, es gibt ja viele von uns mittlerweile, die dafür sorgen, dass das Bewusstsein, dass die Wahrheit verbreitet wird. Und es ist unaufhaltsam, dass hier Regierungen und Medien in naher Zukunft auch dann ihr Ende finden.
Nostradamus tells me that big government, as we have in many countries today, will no longer be relevant in the future because people will know how to act.
Nostradamus sagt zu Ted, dass in naher Zukunft eben Regierungen, Medien nicht mehr notwendig sein werden, denn die Menschen werden wissen, wie sie richtig und korrekt zu handeln haben.
And he's actually here right now. He's enjoying this conversation. He's listening.
Und er hört auch gerade zu. Er ist gerade mit hier bei uns.
And he says it's going to happen sooner than you think.
Und es soll sogar schneller passieren, als wir uns das jetzt vielleicht vorstellen können.
Yeah, and the companies, for example, pushing the shots right now, they're going to be bankrupt by the end of the summer.
Und diejenigen, also die Unternehmen, die vor allen Dingen jetzt die Impfung vorantreiben wollen, die werden Ende des Sommers schon gar nicht mehr, sollen schon gar nicht mehr da sein.
So many people are going to be dying that the legal protections now protecting them from liability will be completely removed.
Again, Ted?
The protections currently limiting liability by these companies will be removed because there's so many people that are going to be dying and people will demand that justice be done.
Okay, it's going to happen. Aufgrund dessen, weil viele Menschen versterben werden, es wird viel Klagen geben gegen diese Unternehmen und sie werden gar keine Möglichkeiten haben, mehr zu bestehen.
And some of their executives may be publicly executed as well, from what I just saw now.
Okay, und es kann auch sein, dass viele aus dem Vorstand dort öffentlich sogar hingerichtet werden sollen.
I think it's vitally important that we begin to listen to our hearts and our intuition for guidance instead of listening to governments, medical institutions, all of the media. Right. We need to listen to the energy of our heart wisdom, which is always connected to what we call higher beings, whether we call it Mother Mary or Jesus or God, mm-hmm. or energy that we're all connected to directly. We don't have to go through an interface of a religion or a priest or someone who helps us, they think, to connect us with God or mm-hmm. or source. Mm-hmm. It's our job to do this on a daily basis through our hearts and through our intuition. And we will be guided through those means to make the right decisions. And that's why those of us who are like this don't listen and make the mistakes of taking the inoculations or doing the things that are harmful for us, because we're guided by such benevolent, such loving beings.
Mm-hmm. Es ist wichtig, dass wir in unser Herz kommen, aus unserem Herz heraus agieren, auf unsere Intuition vertrauen und auch den Führern, also den Schutzengeln, Geistführern vertrauen und hineinfühlen. Denn es ist ja gerade deswegen, weil wir es tun, dass wir eben diese Entscheidung treffen, nicht Teil dieser Agenda zu sein, sondern wir folgen dem Herzen. Und das ist jetzt so eine wichtige Aufgabe. Das ist auch das, was wir schon oft gehört haben in den Shows, dass wir eben vom Kopf rauskommen, in unser Herz finden und von dort heraus die Entscheidungen treffen.
Da fällt mir ein, es gibt, es ist nicht nur ein Erwachen, sondern ein Erwachsenwerden. Also es ist so, dass wir nicht Papa Staat und Mama Bank als oberste Instanz mehr akzeptieren sollten, sondern wirklich Vater, Gott Vater, Mutter Erde, uns wirklich wieder direkt an das Ursprüngliche wenden sollen und erwachsen werden dürfen, weil es, ja, irgendwann ist es einmal das Alter erreicht, wo man halt nicht mehr bei Mama und Papa zu Hause ist, sondern erwachsen wird. Mhm. Schönes Beispiel, oder?
Ja, sehr schön. Soll ich das noch übersetzen, Gerhard?
Ja, bitte, wenn
Sie
es kann.
Ja, also what he says is, it's like, it's not only a matter of consciousness and growing consciousness, it's also growing up somehow. Seeing like this government as our papa and mama is are the banks, we're leaving that behind. And we're seeing, we have God like our father and maybe Earth like our mother, and accepting this is what really is what we need to connect to. A growing up and yeah.
Well, it's certainly many, we're here, this is like a big school and we're here to learn lessons. Mm-hmm. And all of us are in different schools and different levels and everything. Mm-hmm. So, and there's lessons here you can't learn in the spirit world. At least not the same anyway. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the ride. President Kennedy told me, or Adama told me last week when I was at Shasta, that this summer is like the summer of 1939, the calm before the storm. I'm not saying there's going to be a world war, although there is a war going on, but the changes will be just as dramatic as World War II. Mm-hmm.
Also Adam hat erzählt vor einer Woche, das ist wie jetzt im Sommer 1939, kurz bevor eigentlich der Krieg losging. Das ist kommt zwar jetzt in dem Sinne nicht, aber es fühlt sich so an, die Ruhe jetzt vor dem Sturm, was jetzt kommt, also die Veränderung, die uns jetzt alle erwartet.
Just like World War II started on September 1st, 1939, I think September will be a very challenging month.
We have been told that also, Ted.
Right, right.
Same information, probably from the same sources you have.
Right, right. It all comes from source. Yep. And I'm...
Ja, also Information ist, dass September wohl ein sehr herausfordernder Monat werden wird. What does it mean, challenging?
Well, it'll be with the cold flu season starting in September, October, people's immune systems are compromised by the shot. They won't be able to withstand it. And they're going to start dying, getting very sick and dying off. That's the first thing.
Okay, and, also eine, was erwartet, was man, wovon man ausgehen kann, was passieren kann, ist, dass ab September, eben wenn auch die Grippewelle wiederkommt, viele, die jetzt diese Impfung erhalten haben, das Immunsystem nicht mal damit mehr umgehen kann und hier schon die ersten versterben werden, gehen werden.
The fake and illegal Biden administration have they told their USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, is now paying farmers in the Midwest not to grow and destroy their crops in preparation for a food shortage starting in September. That's the second thing.
Das Zweite, was sein wird, ist, also die Biden-Administration hat sozusagen veranschlagt, dass viele Bauern die Nahrungsmittel zerstören, um eine Lebensmittelknappheit, eine künstliche, herbeizuführen. Also das Nächste, was kommt.
The third thing I see is a lot of weather-related problems around the globe.
Und eine dritte Sache werden diese Wetterkapriolen sein, die weltweit ja eigentlich jetzt schon stattfinden, die wir jetzt schon beobachten können.
And at the Forest Service, there's a lot of good, hardworking people in that agency. But at the very top, that they don't, I don't think they really care about protecting the planet or the environment, and they want to burn down the place. So they'll let a lot of fires burn.
Und es wird wieder viele Feuer geben. Weiterhin
may we add another one?
Yes, go ahead.
As all the people begin to die, we're going to lose major services because people have been inoculated that are in charge of major services that we need. Our telephone company, our utilities, our trucking for food, our medical communities, all of it. People at those levels, many, many, or if not most of them, have chosen to be inoculated. So our services are also going to require that we take on new tasks and new responsibilities to help one another. We're going to have to grow.
And that's where alternative medical technologies either are there ancient or new or a combination of ancient and new right. will come to be much more important. And that's one of the reasons why scalar technology yeah. is so important, because
yeah.
It will take the place of old paradigm medicine. It will take the place of the things that we were told would work, but really have never worked. So alternative medicine is going to be at the forefront in the next couple of years.
And because Cullen and I have been involved in alternative medicine for 40 years, both of us, we keep involved with the latest things that are available to humanity. So Tom, we're very familiar with your work. We're very familiar with everything that is cutting edge, new science that's becoming available. And these things are going to be more and more important yes. as other old paradigm things fall away.
Mm-hmm. And you can heal so many people at the same time. Millions mm-hmm. of people can be healed by scalar light energy. Yeah.
Saskia? We have a lot of people, I'm getting a notification now, listening to us from Africa, and they only speak Swahili. Would you mind translating that into Swahili, please?
Why not? Of course, why not?
Thank you.
Na, ich wollte mal schnell sagen, worüber wir jetzt gesprochen hatten, dass eben, wenn ab September es losgeht, dass eben vermehrt viel mehr Sterbefälle auftreten werden, dass natürlich auch viele Menschen wegfallen in der Versorgung mit Lebensmitteln, was es angeht, Telekommunikation, in wo auch immer. Und hier werden natürlich dann auch neue Lösungen gebraucht. Eigeninitiativen, ne? Eigenverantwortung. Hier ist, wo wir dann auch gefragt werden, wie können wir jetzt schnell Ersatz schaffen, wenn so viele Menschen dann aus diesen Sektoren herausfallen werden, nicht mehr da sein werden. Und eben auch im Bereich Heilung. Und hier ist natürlich das, was Tom macht, Skalarenergie, wahnsinnig wichtig dann. Ich denke, das kommt auch auf ihn noch groß zu. Denn mit dem, was er tut, kann er ja Millionen Menschen gleichzeitig heilen. Und das wird dann so sein, denn auch in unserem Gesundheitswesen wird es dann massivste Ausfälle geben. Und was ist dann, wo kommt dann Heilung? Und das sind dann die Möglichkeiten, wo die alternativen Wege dann
This is already actually already happening in the US Post Office, in the manufacturing sector in the United States, car parts, and airlines. And I can give you an example.
Also es gibt jetzt schon, dass es losgegangen ist, zum Beispiel in der Post viele Ausfälle gibt. Es gibt in der Herstellung schon in Vereinigten Staaten viele Ausfälle an Menschen, die nicht mehr da sind. Oder auch was den Flugverkehr angeht.
Our postal service is a good service with a lot of good people in it. But many of them have taken the shots.
Bei der Post zum Beispiel haben sehr viele Menschen die Impfung erhalten, haben sie zu sich genommen.
You're already seeing a substantial portion of the U.S. Post Office getting sick, disabled, and passing away.
Und es ist mittlerweile erst sichtbar schon, und man kann es sehen, dass viele, die geimpft wurden, krank geworden sind, starke Nebenwirkungen haben oder selbst verstorben sind schon.
Most of the pilots and stewardesses in the U.S. Aircraft industry have also taken the shot as well.
Und genauso eben im Flugverkehr haben viele Piloten und Stewardessen und Stewards eben diese Impfung zu sich genommen.
I don't know what the percentage is, but commercial flights have dropped way down since what they used to be like.
Und die normalen Flüge, die sind mittlerweile schon sehr nach unten gefallen, also von ihrer Anzahl her.
If you send a priority mail package from Seattle to, example, New York or Texas, across the country, Florida, for example, it's not going to, usually it won't go by flight now, it'll go by truck, because there's too few commercial flights flying.
Und viele Flüge, wo Postpakete transportiert wurden, finden gar nicht mehr statt. Deshalb werden viele Pakete jetzt mittlerweile auf dem Landweg transportiert, weil es zu wenig Flüge gibt.
And because people are already dying from the shots, they're getting debilitated and not able to work, there's a personnel shortage in the post office, so mail deliveries are slowed down now.
Und auch ganz normale Briefpost ist hier, hat sich verzögert mittlerweile, da viele Angestellte innerhalb der Post auch schon nicht mehr arbeiten gehen können aufgrund von Nebenwirkungen oder verstorben sein.
If you go to a car mechanic and ask for a part to fix your vehicle or truck or whatever, there's a shortage of American-made parts because most workers have taken the shot and many are disabled, dead, sick, can't work.
Und selbst wenn man in der Autowerkstatt fährt, hat man oft das Problem, dass man nicht gleich mehr eine Reparatur erhält, selbst auch Teile oder notwendige Teile fürs Auto. Denn auch hier sind viele mittlerweile nicht mehr da. Es gibt einfach zu wenig Leute, die das noch
Many auto parts factories in the United States are idle now and they're not making any parts because they don't have the personnel to do it. Because everyone's taken the shot to be safe.
Also viele, auch eben wie gesagt, Autoteilehersteller können nicht mehr liefern, da zu wenig Menschen da sind, die aufgrund der Impfung.
My friend in the auto industry tells me that Chinese factories are operating at full capacity, but they're not, the quality is not there. But it's the only thing they can get are no American-made parts anymore, only Chinese.
Und jetzt hat man eben vor allen Dingen aus China die Teile da, weil in amerikanischen Fabriken eben der Ausfall so enorm ist.
So like President Kennedy told me last week at Mount Shasta, this is the calm before the storm, this is the summer of 39.
Das ist, was Präsident Kennedy letztens bei Mount Shasta eben gesagt hatte, das ist die Ruhe vorm Sturm, das ist wie 1939, die Ruhe.
And you know, yeah. Like 90% of the medical personnel in Sweden has been taken the shot.
90% des medizinischen Personals in Schweden hat die Impfung erhalten.
As one example, in the US it's far less, 40-50%, I'm not sure, less here.
In den Vereinigten Staaten sind es 40 bis 50%.
But French Nobel Peace Prize winner Luc Montagnier says that all of these people will die within 3 years.
Und Luc Montagnier sagte, dass all diese Menschen innerhalb der nächsten 3 Jahre versterben werden.
Ted. Yeah, go ahead. But I was going to get to Tom. That's why Tom's work is so important.
Wait. He said that many of those people will die in 3 years?
2 to 3 years. 100%. He looked at what's in it. I mean, you've got strychnine, arsenic, mad cow disease, HIV, AIDS. You've got all of the chakras being shut down. The pineal gland's gone. I mean, you take your pick. Also, if you're a woman and you happen to survive the shot, guess what was put in it? Guess what Pfizer put in? They put in the fetal tissue of 12-week-old male babies so that when a woman receives that within about 2 years or so, she will think that she's a man trapped inside of a woman's body and become a transgender, transsexual, so that she won't be interested in sex. It's another way to further the transsexual agenda and also cut down on population growth. That's the other thing too. So even if you survive, you have that to look forward to. I mean, you name it, there's nothing good in it at all. So this is just the start.
Wir haben vor ein paar Sendungen gehört, dass im Sommer jetzt die Lüge auffliegen wird und die Wahrheit ans Tageslicht kommt. Das passiert also jetzt doch nicht. Habe ich das jetzt richtig verstanden? Und erst im September oder später, wenn ganz viele Menschen versterben, dann werden erst die Menschen wachgerüttelt. Es gibt keine Aufklärung davor? Fragezeichen.
Mm-hmm. This question is, we have talked about it, that in summer the truth will come out and people will wake up. Is this happening or not? Will it happen maybe in autumn when already people have died and people will wake up then, or is there a big awakening maybe sooner?
P and Cullen, you answer that. And then Tom, I want you to answer, then I can chip in after that.
I think it's in layers. Saskia and Gerhard, I think it's layers. Some people are awakening now and saying, keep that shot away from me. I don't want anything to do with it. I see what's going on. And then there's other people that are a little bit less awake that are catching up going, oh my God, what did I do? I shouldn't have taken it. So I think it's going to come in waves and ripples and layers of people waking up. It's not just one grand awakening. Each person's consciousness is their responsibility. How they connect to source and listen to their heart and their intuition is individual. So I don't think we can say, yes, there's going to be a time when everybody will be awake. It's going to come in waves. That's my opinion.
Okay. Also es wird nicht als eine große Erwachungswelle sein, sondern es wird immer in diesen kleinen Schritten passieren, in diesen kleinen. Es gibt die, die eben schon wach sind. Es gibt die, die sind ein bisschen weiter schon im Wachsein. Es wird die geben, die ganz klar sind, ich nehme niemals diese Impfung. Dann gibt es vielleicht die, die die Impfung doch genommen haben und dann wach werden. Also es wird immer so in kleinen Schritten passieren, weil jeder doch auf einer ganz anderen individuellen Ebene des Bewusstseins sich befindet.
And Tom? What do you think, my friend?
Well, you know, I always try and look on the brighter side of things, or the glass is half full, it's not half empty. I try and look on the brighter side of things, Saskia.
Also, Tom versucht immer auf die gute Seite zu schauen von etwas. Also das Glas ist eben halb voll und nicht halb leer.
So I've taken it upon myself to now start treating out, disassembling the ingredients found in vaccines.
Und was er jetzt gemacht hat, er hat es damit begonnen, herauszufinden, welche Bestandteile innerhalb dieser Impfung sind.
I have a good track record to break apart the molecular structure of viruses and bacteria. A good track record.
Und er hat einen guten Nachweis schon darüber, oder ja, wie Viren innerhalb oder dessen, was da drin ist, auseinandergebrochen wird.
And now I'm going to break down the molecular structure of excipients or adjuvants.
Und jetzt adjuvants, what is this?
Ingredients in the vaccine.
Okay, und jetzt ist er gut dabei, herauszufinden und zu schauen, dass die Inhaltsstoffe dieser Impfung zerstört.
So a scalar energy instrument can break apart a virus.
Das heißt, ein Skalarenergieinstrument kann einen Virus zerstören.
Or it can break apart the ingredients in a vaccine.
Oder kann eben die Inhalte einer Impfung zerstören.
I never thought I'd have to break apart the ingredients of vaccines, but now I have to.
Ich hätte nie gedacht, dass ich jemals die Inhaltsstoffe einer Impfung zerstören müsste, aber jetzt muss ich es tun. Ja. Ja. Ja.
Okay. Ich habe gehört, es gibt im Prinzip keine Viren in einem gesunden Organismus. Das heißt, es ist eine Frage des Mangels an Lebensenergie. Ist das richtig?
I have heard there aren't no viruses within a body. It's just a lack of energy. Are there viruses?
There is a COVID-19 virus, but I have also heard that 5G, that presence of 5G will serve to in some way potentiate or worsen the symptoms of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Also was Tom gehört hat, ist, dass es so etwas in diesem COVID-19-Virus gibt, dass er aber mit Hilfe von 5G sozusagen erst aktiviert wird und richtig in sein Potenzial gebracht wird.
I would disagree with that a little bit, Tom. I would say that the COVID symptoms are masking the real virus, which is 5G. I would say that just exactly the opposite.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also Pia würde dem jetzt nicht ganz zustimmen, sondern sie sagt, dieses COVID-19-Symptom, das sind Symptome, die wiederum die 5G-Geschichte überdecken sollen. Also eigentlich ist 5G das, was schädlich ist und das zu diesen Symptomen dann führt.
After all, we know that 5G makes oxygen spin the reverse direction in the cells of the body. And the people who were seen at the beginning of the so-called outbreak were in cities with a prevalence of 5G presence.
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct. Go ahead, translate that. Yeah. Sure, correct.
Also, was eben war, dass eben, kann ich mich auch erinnern, dass wo das losging mit diesem Virus, angeblichen Virus, und Menschen umgefallen sind, das waren Menschen, die sich in Städten befanden, wo 5G aktiviert wurde, und zwar massivst. Und worauf die dann eben reagiert haben und umgefallen sind, da gab es tatsächlich letztes Jahr die Videos dazu.
Pia and I wrote a year and a half ago about the connection between 5G and COVID-19. And what our research showed us was that the cities worldwide, there were only a few, but Wuhan, China, Madrid, Spain.
Yes.
There were a number of cities.
Wuhan was one. You're right. Wuhan, China is one of the greatest population of 5G technology in the world. You're absolutely right. Go on.
Well, what we found through our research and other research from many, many other people worldwide was that the people falling in the streets, there were videos of people falling down, walking in the streets in Wuhan, and people were saying, look, they have COVID, they're dying of a disease or a virus. And what was actually happening, as Pia mentioned a moment ago, was the actual problem of 5G is it keeps oxygen from entering the cells in the proper way that we were designed to breathe oxygen. And so we wrote a number of papers and blogs, and I coined a phrase. I was calling it the technovirus rather than COVID-19, because we believe seriously then, and we still do, that 5G is actually the element or the causation of what they're calling a virus. The coronavirus has been around forever. In the 1950s.
Translate.
Good.
Want to translate?
Yeah. Yes. Wir haben ja gesehen, ich weiß nicht, ich habe die Videos auch gesehen, von Menschen, die letztes Jahr unter anderem in Wuhan, also in Städten, die vor allen Dingen, wo 5G ganz fortgeschritten schon installiert war, umgefallen sind. Und man hat das auf den angeblichen Virus geschoben. Aber was passiert mit 5G ist, dass die Sauerstoffaufnahme in die Zellen unterbunden wird und damit der Körper kollabiert. Und Colin hat darüber vor anderthalb Jahren, haben sie schon berichtet, sie haben das als einen Technovirus bezeichnet, denn er wird dieses, was wir sehen in den Menschen, was da passiert, ist mit dieser 5G gekoppelt. und was der Grund ist dessen, warum Menschen krank sind. Also den Coronavirus gibt es schon ewig. Und da machen wir jetzt weiter. Okay, Colin, 1950,
I just wanted to add one interesting fact. As far back as the 1950s, there was information on household cleaning products that stated, this product will get rid of coronavirus.
Really?
So,
wow.
Coronavirus is nothing new under the sun. They've used the idea of viruses to cause the pandemic to mask what's going on with 5G. It's all related, and it's all a scheme. And I don't think I have to go on and on about this, but flu and viruses have always been part of what we go through every year.
And yes, people die from flu every year, but right. No more died from this particular epidemic than any other year.
The statistics show that this is no different than any other epidemic. And mm-hmm. we all have gotten through all of the other epidemics mm-hmm. as we have for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Also in the 1950s gab's schon, sorry, yeah?
I was just going to say, after you translate, Ted, you were going to add your position on this. We're eager to hear what you have
yeah.
to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Also es gab in den 1950ern schon Haushaltsmittel, Reinigungsmittel. Da stand drauf, dass eben zum Beispiel der Coronavirus damit beseitigt wird. Ne? Also es ist etwas, was es schon immer gibt. Und Corona ist ja letztendlich eine Grippe. Es ist eine Grippe, wie wir es jedes Jahr hatten. Es gibt statistisch gesehen nicht mehr Tote als in all den anderen Jahren. Weshalb eben dieser ganze Hoax, der hier betrieben wird, eben nur ein Hoax ist und nichts mit dem Virus zu tun hat, sondern als Vorwand genutzt wurde, um die Masken einzuführen und um dieses Impfprogramm jetzt durchzuziehen. Okay.
What I see happening is that both Gerhard and Saskia will win the lotteries in each of their countries and retire comfortably for the rest of their lives. That'll happen this week.
Oh, that would be boring. Yeah. That's boring. No, I didn't came here for that.
You don't have to translate. That's fine.
No, what about Elon Musk? He has the permission to send satellites into the orbit, 30,000 satellites. And is he dangerous with the satellites?
Well, let me get back to my prediction and then I'll address that. I think people are waking up right now, whether you know it or not. The media is controlled around the world, so you're not going to hear about it. But more and more, and I'm looking at the shot program being stopped within a month, simply because there are going to be too many people dying. Already there's a lot of people dying, and even the mass media will not be able to hide it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pretty desperate. In my home state, in Washington state, the governor here, Inslee, came out with a program a month ago saying that if you get the shot, you're automatically enrolled in a lottery to win $1 million. Well, even if you win $1 million, how long, many months are you going to be live? 4 or 5 months to spend it. Then you go off to heaven somewhere. I mean, it's kind of silly. But now Biden has got, the negatives are so desperate. Biden is sending out federal teams door to door to try to force people to take the shot. I mean, how desperate can you get? I mean, seriously. Most people that haven't taken the shot, they're not going to change their mind. And you have to remember that the Second Amendment is still very much alive in the United States, and many people own guns. And you come up to their door without legal permission and say, hey, we want you to take the shot. They might not get a very pleasant reaction, especially if they own guns. So I think things are going to start falling apart, and I'm seeing the manufacturers of these shots like to be completely bankrupt by the end of the summer. That'll start because the legal protections they currently have will be taken away.
Can you see it for Germany too? Because I have the feeling we are far away from that. And they are talking about a third shot that people need to take now in September because of this new mutation that is coming and whatever.
Oh, that's total propaganda.
I don't see an end coming soon.
That's what they want. You see, that's what I got the message from some of the grays coming back from the future, is that these people who's taken the shot now, then they'll have booster shots every couple of months, and they will be totally controlled by artificial intelligence. Some will live, and they will become the new robots of the new world order. They won't live very long. They'll go off to another planet to where their free will is gone. They won't be really human anymore. I've already noticed in the people I know who've taken the shot, they don't have any compassion. Their heart chakra is gone. They often get very nasty, and they get self-service to self, because there's a green, gray reptilian shield over them.
They also can't hold a conversation any longer. They really? Go through this where they just blanked out, and they cannot. We've seen really big personality changes in some people that we
know. Sure. Right. Oh,
yesterday, I've been in a group with several people that have got the shot. Oh. It's impossible to talk to them for a while because mm-hmm. they're like listening, but somehow turning away and
you go around.
True.
Yeah, they don't have a
okay.
There's no soul body connection anymore. The soul's separated, so they're scattered all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're very much into themselves, not other people, just very mm-hmm. themselves. So.
And I can distinguish people who got a shot by not feeling this person anymore. I normally, before I get to talk to someone, I can already feel him, mm-hmm. but I cannot feel them anymore. Other people, they can see their aura they have, but I can't feel them anymore. Right. And I have a little dog, and my little dog won't get close anymore to be people who mm-hmm. got the shot.
Yeah.
He's also he helps me to see who got it and who not. I'm in contact with people who got the shot all the time. And it's for me, it's not possible to avoid it.
Be careful. And when you do contact them, Saskia, be sure to drink hydrochloroquine, HCQ. You can take 3 grapefruits and 3 lemons or 3 oranges. Take the rinds off of each one. Put them in a pan, metal pan. Put a top lid on it. Put 2 inches of water above the rinds and let it simmer for the afternoon. After it's cooled down, add some zinc to it. Zinc is good. And some... And maybe some sweetener, and drink it like a tea. It's full of vitamins, and it'll prevent the worst effects of the shedding. Because you're exposed.
I have the flu now. You can hear it. I am sick since 2 days. Since
okay, that's the shedding.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the flu. You have the shedding.
I know.
So you have to take the HCQ, and you'll be much better. It's better to just keep away from them, because if you breathe the same air in.
It's impossible.
Well, I'm just saying.
It means I have to stay at home all the time. I can't get out anymore. It's impossible.
I keep to myself all the time, too, you know. I don't go out very much myself.
Was it shading, Saskia?
Ja, wenn die sie tragen. Die schütten das aus im Körper, die in ihrer Atemluft.
You don't have the flu. Yeah. You have the shedding.
Yeah.
Please take the HCQ. You'll feel better, believe me.
Okay.
Ted is giving you really, really good advice about the hydrochloroquine. That's really helpful. And also take pine tea.
Yeah.
That's
pine needle tea,
The blog that I put out with a lot of information in there that will be helpful.
After we're in public, when we have to be in public, as soon as we come back to our own safe place, we drink pine tea and we take so many antioxidants.
And zinc. And NAC.
And we feel better immediately after getting away from people and taking these things that seem to help us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ich habe hier im Kühlschrank bei mir CDL, Chlordioxidlösung.
Hab ich auch.
Hast du auch, ja.
Ja, habe ich auch da. Also das nehme ich auch, ja.
Wird hier bei uns gemacht, ja.
Ja, habe ich auch. Kriegen sogar meine Kinder ganz kleine Mengen mit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's schon wieder spät, 23:10, 10 minutes after 11.
And I want to give a plug for Tom too, because Tom's free program can help people with this, can't it, Tom? Can it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it can.
By all means, that's the nature of my research, working with scalar energy. I've designed this technique to break down harmful molecular forms, whether it's a virus, an ingredient in a vaccine, whether it's a parasite, et cetera, or some type of toxin. So this is the science that I have perfected, the ability to identify a harmful molecule and then to break down the molecular bonds that hold together that germ or that man-made chemical, to actually unbind the molecular structure. That's the key to my research. And I agree with everybody here. In the future, it's almost by default, you're going to see alternative medicine really catch on to many people in the world. People are frankly going to be desperate in the next 2 to 3 years. I don't have joy in saying that, but with what is coming, with what I call this onslaught of problems by the vaccines, you're going to see so many problems, medical problems emerge in the next 2 to 3 years. It's going to be horrific.
I'll let Saskia translate. Could you translate into Swahili too, please? Don't mind.
Okay, of course. Why not? Also was Toms Arbeit ausmacht, was eben Science ist, ist die, dass eben diese bösartigen oder menschgemachten Inhaltsstoffe, die schädlich sind für uns, identifiziert und mittels seiner Geräte auseinanderbricht, zerstört. Und ja, da bin ich jetzt hängen geblieben. Also die nächsten 2 bis 3 Jahre, das werden die Jahre sein, die uns herfordern werden und wo wir alternative Heilmethoden dringendst benötigen werden. Ja.
Wir sollten dann ans Ende denken. Es ist schon nach 23 Uhr und vielleicht, dass der Tom und auch die Pia noch einmal die Webseite durchsagen.
Okay. So we are already over our time today. So it would nice, maybe Pia.
Well, Gerhard said we could go another 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he told me before. Okay.
You can go on. I go home now.
Yeah.
All right.
And so maybe some last words or something you want to say to the audience.
Well, P and Kellen, looking forward to having you on my English show this Saturday. I like to make some announcements at the beginning, so let's start at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, if that's okay. I'll send you a link and everything. Yeah, I have extra time in that show there. And I'd love to have your concluding remarks for today's show, P and Kellen, and then I'll move to Tom. And
well, I think what I would like to say is we're going to get through this together.
Right.
Those of us who trust that the divine spark that's within each one of us is going to get us through all of these troubles. We are going to survive. We're going to use our conscious choices to make the right choices. And there will be a split. There's no doubt, I don't think, in anyone's minds or hearts here during this discussion today and tonight, that the split is happening. And those of us who know the truth, those of us who are connected to source, connected to God, connected to all the amazing energies in the universe, we are going to get through this and we're going to create a much more positive existence. That is my truth. And I know we're going to achieve this.
And my addition to that would be simply the key tools for doing that are gratitude, courage, trust, kindness, and unconditional love with compassion. If we use those tools, we will get through this and we will help those who are separating and going in other directions just by our very attitude and our energy. We'll help everyone just by doing that.
That's very good advice. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and translate, Saskia.
Also letzten Wort ist einfach, wenn wir uns unseres göttlichen Funkens bewusst sind und darauf vertrauen und wir die Anbindung haben, wo auch immer nach oben hin oder wie man es auch immer bezeichnen möchte, dieses Vertrauen haben, dass wir sicher sind, dass wir diese Zeit überstehen werden, dass wir zusammen da durchgehen werden. Und wir haben die Werkzeuge bei uns, Werkzeuge wie Dankbarkeit, Mut, bedingungslose Liebe. Das ist das, was uns jetzt weiterbringt, vorwärts bringt, uns auch sicher hält. Und darin sollten wir auch festhalten.
Tom, your concluding remarks. my friend?
Yeah, we have to be there for people. I don't fault people. They've been deceived. And many people who've taken the shots have been deceived. We have to be there. And again, within the next 2 to 3 years, the world is going to change. And many of these people who've taken the shot will be very sick, and we have to pray for them. So I really feel my heart goes out to them. It's going to be really, I think it's going to be horrific from what I understand. So let's be there for them for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Lasst uns für die da sein, für all die, die eben die Impfung genommen haben und was auch immer dann für Herausforderungen vor sich haben. Wir wollen bei ihnen sein, für sie beten und alle möglichen Unterstützung anbieten, die wir zur Verfügung haben.
And Saskia, I'd love your, Tom, could you give out your website, please?
Yeah, the website is scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. Mm-hmm. And please visit it, and anybody in the world is allowed to register for our free trial, 15 days of free scalar energy sessions.
Mm-hmm. Also hier nochmal die Webseite von Tom. Ich würde es nochmal buchstabieren, scalarlight.com. Und jeder ist hier, kann sich hier für 15 Tage kostenfrei registrieren.
Okay. And you have it, is it possible to get it translated into Swahili so my listeners from Africa can read it? So, anyway, I guess not. And no, Saskia. No. You're including your remarks, then Gerhard's. Yeah, go ahead.
In English or in German? Is it enough in German?
That's Swahili is fine. English is okay. Yeah.
English is okay. Well, it's a challenging time, and I have my struggles too. And sometimes I feel like I can't do it anymore. But even when I'm dead down, I know that everything is okay. That we are here because we wanted to be here. This is the most exciting time of our life, of all the lives we have lived here on Earth, and that we can happy to be here. I'm thankful. And whatever we can do now to take as many as people with us as we can. That's why I'm here. I'm holding on, and I have this wonderful help of my children that remind me life is unbelievable, beautiful, and enjoy, laugh, be happy, and be open to everything that comes up.
Okay, great. I have some pine needle tea, white pine needle tea, pine needles that I got from Shasta. It's very high energy. I'll send you some if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll send you some in the mail.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you, Ted.
Okay. Good. And Gerhard, love your concluding remarks too.
Of course. Yes, I'm very glad about the show. We did a very good job tonight to great. Bring the golden light here, and I would like to close up with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you know him, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Not personally, but I do know who he is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's an Austrian, and he was governor in California.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And he was here in Vienna for a few days before, and there was the World Climate Change World Austrian Summit. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he said to all, to our president also, that the politicians, they will not do or afford anything. The people are the force.
That's
who will
right.
change anything.
That's right.
That is.
Wow. That's good. When the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Mm-hmm. You know. That's right. So let's do it.
Let's
Thanks
do it.
For the show.
We are doing it already.
That's right. That's right.
I would start the water song if you want to and say goodbye.
Okay, great. And Gerhard, our next show. Now, you'll be gone next week. So
2 weeks is okay.
2 weeks is okay. Zwei Wochen. Okay, on the 6th in Swansea, July, 26th July. Is that okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also unsere nächste Radioshow am 26. Juli.
Montag, 21 okay. Uhr.
Okay, good genug.
That's so, good night.
Okay.
We have to go to sleep.
Okay, all right, Day and Colin. Good night, Tom. It's late in the evening there.
Good night. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye, my friends. Thanks so much. Go ahead and play the water song, Gerhard. That'd be great. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tschüss, my friends. I'll see you guys next Saturday. I'll send you the link.
Okay. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
We'll have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Hikaru hoshi aoi chikyu wa mizu no hoshi
hikari no kawa o koete Milky Way
hito wa naze chikyu ni kita no doko kara kite doko e yuku no nan no tame ni ikite Hitono harmony.